Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
Hello, this is J.D. Doyle with a Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show, Queer Music Heritage, is heard monthly on Queer Voices on the fourth Monday of the month. But as that segment is more oriented towards the older music of our culture, I often do not get to feature as many new artists as I'd like. And there are plenty of very talented artists whose work deserves to be shared with our listeners. So this feature is designed to do just that. You'll get to hear some of the music from the artist's latest CD, along with some interview comments. And the spotlight this time is on a New York City artist named Ari Gold. Now, I've been watching his career for years. I was aware of his talent about 2 years before his first CD was even released. Here's how that happened. I was in New York to attend a gay music awards show, The Glammas, and was staying with cabaret artist Patrick Arena. Naturally, I went through Patrick's music collection and fell in love with a demo tape done by Patrick's friend Ari. It was smooth, sultry R&B, and the lyrics were openly gay.
One morning he turned around and looked into my eyes. Just one simple request was all he's asking me for. I told him anything for you, darling, I could give more. He whispered his desire, in his eyes there burned a fire. So I said that I am ready. Song, baby, one that you're gonna sing tonight. Write me a love song, baby. Write me a love song, baby. One that sings me to my dreams. Write me a love song, baby.
That was a little bit of Write Me a Love Song from Ari's debut CD from early 2001 called Ari Gold. It's very hard for an independent artist to release a CD, and this one took about 2 years from the time when I heard that first demo tape. My faith in him was more than justified when he won an Out Music Award for debut male recording in July of 2002. Since then, he's had a top 10 dance hit in the UK, was named the hottest man in New York City by HX Magazine, and in general has been a club and media darling there, even releasing his own calendar this year. His website is dazzling and well worth a visit, but that's enough preamble. He's released his second album called Space Under Sun, so I went back for another interview. Let's get to that. What did you do today?
What did I do today? Mm-hmm. I had an interview with HX Magazine.
Again? Aren't they sick of you?
I know. I'm in there. I think it's been like a record of like 8 weeks in a row there's been a picture of me in the magazine.
How many covers?
Only one, so this is going to be my second cover.
You're doing good.
What's the name of the new one?
My new CD is called Space Under Sun.
Who is your audience?
My audience is anyone that wants to listen.
Who have you found it to be?
Who have I found it to be?
Uh-huh.
Well, I found it to be a pretty diverse group of people. I mean, because I've done a lot of different things in my lifetime, I definitely feel like one of my strongest audiences is definitely gay men. And then, you know, there are a lot of straight women that know me from my video, my single that was hit in Europe, and then have found out that I was gay from my website and everything. And I get emails from them, and when they found out, they were incredibly supportive, and they thought it was cool what I was doing, and they, you know, said they're still my fans, and, you know, so that's really great. But definitely, you know, I am a gay man, so if there's an audience that I might be speaking most directly to, it might be them, just because they probably could relate most to what I go through.
It sounds like it's important to you to be out.
Definitely important. It's always been important since the beginning, even if I haven't always been able to be as out as I wanted to be, but that's something that I've held as one of the most important things that I that I do, definitely.
How would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it?
I'm describing my new CD as an intergalactic hybrid of 80s and contemporary R&B, spacey pop, and like futuristic jazzy soul.
Translate that.
Well, it's, you know, it's smooth, it's sultry, it's soulful. You have to kind of hear it.
Of what song on the album are you the most proud?
It's hard to say which one I'm most proud of on the new album, because I'm proud of a lot of different ones, and a lot of them came from very personal experiences. I definitely am really proud of the first track, which is the title track, Space Under Sun. And I sort of used that song to introduce the whole album and kind of set the tone for the album, because it's also the song that was pivotal to where I really figured out what I was doing with this album. And what I'm really doing is just trying to find my space under the sun. And I think when I took a step back and thought about the other songs that I wrote, I realized that even though it was very personally significant to me, I realized that I was also probably talking about how we as gay men are trying to find our space under the sun right now with all our greater visibility and how we have a greater part in the mainstream, but I think we're still struggling and trying to figure out who we really are and how we really fit in.
Space under sun.
Space under sun.